she goes. I find it hard to realize that love was in her eyes. It's dying now. She knows I'm crying now. Sun that makes the day, that lights the way. And when that star goes by, I'll hold it in my hands and cry, love is mine, my sun will shine.
Find you, I'd be so kind, you'd want to stay. I know you'd stay.
Nights grow cold, I wanna hold.
Could that be the greatest single of all time, perhaps? Welcome to The Strange Brew. My name's Jason Barnard, and I'm your host for the next hour, and I'll be showcasing a scintillating collection of records from the mid-60s to early 70s from my hometown of Leeds, Yorkshire, England. First of all, I'd like to thank a few of the artists from the era and from Leeds for their support and assistance and advice in the show. More about that later, but the names in question were Pete Waddington of the Dawnbreakers and the Amazing Friendly Apple, Trevor Midgley, who was Beau in the early 70s, Jeff Christie from The Outer Limits, and Christie, of course. You've just heard Barry Ryan with Eloise, written by his brother Paul, which just failed to hit the top spot in the UK charts 42 years ago. The Ryans, both from Leeds, of course, were identical twin sons of 50s pop singer Marion Ryan, who gave them a helping hand initially in the mid-60s when they were starting out as a duo. All of Barry's work as a solo artist is particularly worth looking out for, especially the recent reissue of Barry Ryan Sings Paul Ryan and that LP. Next, we're going to one of Leeds' leading beat bands from the early to mid-60s, The Cresters, with I Just Don't Understand.
You love me more than anyone can, but once I'm in love, I just don't understand.
Sensational Cresters there with I Just Don't Understand, back from 1964, released on the HMV label. The band were put together a few years earlier than that, when they were actually back up to the singer Mike Sagar, where they released a few singles with him around 1960. They released a few singles as their own band, as the Cresters, after 1964, but sadly, none of these releases bothered the charts. The band kept going well into the 1980s. Their drummer is actually now successful comedian Johnny Casson, and the guitarist Richard Harding is now in country band Dillinger. Now, the Cresters' contemporaries, the Dawnbreakers, and this next track was actually recorded in the guitarist of the Cresters, Richard Harding's father's studio. More about this later. It's actually the first hearing of this song, Let's Live, in a digital setting, so enjoy.
Why torture yourself when you know you're in love? Throw your pride in the ocean and be happy beneath the stars above. Confess your feeling to the one you love. Let's live before it's too late. Let's live. Why deprive yourself about the wonders of life. Time is getting shorter, there's no reason to prolong this strife. If you don't hurry, you've messed up good. And let's live before it's too late. Let's live. Must you live in a sad state of mind? Problems, problems all the time. Do your best to get them off your chest. Everything, everything will be just fine. Love is blind, love is sometimes cruel. When you've been in love, you have been to the greatest school. So try and make a name, and I'll do the same. Let's live before it's too late. Let's live before it's too late. Let's live. You know, I know it's too late. So come on, come on.
Let's Live from 1965, which hit the top of the Leeds charts but only graced the top 50 for a few weeks. I met up with Peter Waddington a few weeks ago, who was the band's lead singer, who was on remarkable form, to tell me his views on the era and his journey through the 1960s. Incredible journey. I'll let you know when and where this article about Peter will get published, hopefully soon. The Dawnbreakers, his band, supported virtually everyone in the 60s, from the Beatles, Hendrix, Pink Floyd and the Kinks. They eventually morphed into the amazing Friendly Apple. More about them later. But now to another Leeds beat band who morphed into a more psychedelic proposition, the Cherokees, with the mighty Dig a Little Deeper. I think it's extremely appropriate for the theme of Strange Brew.
I want you to dig a little deeper now, baby. I want you to dig a little deeper in your heart now. Whoa, yes, I need you now. Whoa, whoa. Stop hiding, baby. I know you got that love down there. So keep on digging, baby. Instead, somewhere. I want you to go all the way down to the bottom now. Whoa, pull it out. I want you to take it out. Take it out, baby. Anyway, anyway, but just get it out. Whoa, 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 deeper, baby, yeah. Why don't you go down, baby, yeah. And dig it deeper in the bottom of your heart so I can feel it, baby. Oh, dig a little deeper now. I know you've been in love before. Oh yes, I do. But deep down in your heart, I know there's plenty more. Whoa. I'm not trying to get you to love me a lot. But all I'm asking for, babe, is just one thing.
Yeah.
9 hard-driving beat record, the Cherokees with Dig a Little Deeper, released on Columbia in 1965. If we move forward a year, records started to move into what I call Technicolor. We have one of the finest pop records ever made coming up by a band associated with Australia. However, the Easy Beats lead singer, Little Stevie Wright, was born in Leeds in 1948, but he emigrated to Oz when he was 9. Here's Friday on My Mind.
Monday morning feels so bad. Everybody seems to nag me. Coming Tuesday, I feel better. Even my old man looks good. Wednesday just don't go. Thursday goes too slow.
This band so much, we've got to have one more track coming up from them, and for an encore, a solo record by Little Stevie Wright. Now to Barry Booth, who we met up with on my inaugural show, the Tea Special, from his debut album with lyrics by Sheffield's Michael Palin from Monty Python. Here's Barry Booth with He's Very Good With His Hands.
I saw him in the corner shop, buying bolts of wood and glue, asking the assistant for model kit number 2. Then happy as a sandman, running to his hobby room, high above the pretty people, busy making friends, he can build aeroplanes, make little wooden trains, that's the life he understands. His scene is a shelf that is made by himself, for he's very good with his hands, he's very good, very, very good, very good with his hands. There's no need to laugh when you see him, 'cause he's very good with his hands. He's very good, very, very good, very good with his hands. I took a girl from Wimbledon to watch him make a chair. He seemed a little taken with the color of her hair. Then happy as a sandman, running from his hobby room, she goes around the smartest places, telling everyone, he can build aeroplanes, make little wooden trains. That's the life he understands. His scene is a shelf that he's made by himself, but he's very good with his hands. He's very good, very, very good, very good with his hands. There's no need to laugh when you see him, 'cause he's very good with his hands. He's very good, very, very good, very good with his hands.
It just gets better with every listen. Barry Bove with He's Very Good With His Hands. Now to arguably the most important artist on the lead scene, Jeff Christy, and his band, The Outer Limits. The Outer Limits were formed out of a skiffle act called the 3Gs Plus One, which mutated into a shadow-style group called the Tremors. As the band became The Outer Limits, their bassist Rob Brooks left and joined the Dawnbreakers with Peter Waddington, who we heard earlier. The Outer Limits released a few singles, but to little nationwide success. In November 67, they toured with one of the package tours with Hendrix, Pink Floyd and The Move. The band, though, disintegrated over the next few years, which was documented in the TV show Death of a Pop Group. Jeff soldiered on writing songs before hitting it big with Christy, who we'll hear later. Here's Just One More Chance by The Outer Limits, segueing into Land of Make-Believe by The Easy Beats.
Chance is all I need to ease my troubled mind. Just one smile is all I need to reassure and satisfy. Just one more chance is all I need. All I need, all I need. And you will see the change in me if I try. Chance is all I need and all I'm asking for. Just one smile is all I need and I will try once more. Just one more chance. To hear you laugh again and see you smile. Just one more chance is all I need. All I need, all I need. And you will see the change in me. If you put your trust in me, I will make you proud of me. I'll try.
can believe. In the grass by my night's flowing river, tumbling off the waters through my head.
To Limits from 1967 with Just One More Chance, followed by the Easy Beats 1 year later with Land of Make Believe. Also from 1968 we have the Bedrocks, named after the band who featured in the Flintstones. They released Obladi Oblada at the same time as Marmalade. Marmalade took it to the top of the charts while the Bedrocks took their version to number 20.
Molly says the fashion takes him by the hand.
All right, here we go.
Oh, daddy, oh.
hit record from Leeds, Obladi Oblada from the Bedrocks. You heard the Cherokees near the start of the show. The Cherokees had a minor hit with Seven Golden Daffodils in late 1964, although you heard Dig a Little Deeper, which was one of their B-sides. By 1966, the band evolved into New York Public Library and released four singles between 1966 and 1972. The band was still going well into the noughties, but Gotta Get Away, released an MCA from 1968, is probably how they will be most fondly remembered.
The days come and go, summer sunshine, winter snow, before you know where you are, another year has gone. And people that you know don't seem to change, even though you know they're not the same. And it's time you were moving on. You gotta get away, get out of here, that this is the last thing you do in your life. Every day you long to say goodbye. Cause oh baby, you gotta get away to another time, that this is the last thing you do in your life. To stay another day would be to live a lie. You gotta get away.
Who were formerly the Cherokees. Next we have the Amazing Friendly Apple, who in an earlier incarnation with the Dawnbreakers, who we heard earlier. The Dawnbreakers had a fabulous career through the 60s, supporting most of the great acts around the time, from the Beatles to the Kinks, Pink Floyd, etc. But they only grazed the minor end of the charts with Let's Live. By 1968, the band morphed into the Amazing Friendly Apple and changed their sound considerably. The band actually thought they were destined for stardom and fame with a song called Magician, which is absolutely fantastic. But it was sadly relegated to the B-side, as Pete Waddington was telling me a few weeks ago, and it failed to break through. However, its classic status has only grown over the years. It's rightly revered as one of the finest psychedelic records of the era.
A magician, he's
Friendly Apple, The Magician, surely one of the greatest singles never to chart. Next to another cult act from the era, Bow. Bow was actually a folk singer, Trevor Midgley, who released two albums on John Peel's Dandelion label in the late 60s and early 70s. Bow is best known, perhaps, for his number one hit in Lebanon, 1917 Revolution. However, I thought I'd showcase some of his wider material, because there's plenty of gems in both of those albums, and also Edge of the Dark, a compilation of some of his later recordings. So there's so much good stuff. So here's Imagination from his debut LP in 1969.
Good morning, how do you do? Possibly I can help you. You are a friend in need. I am a friend indeed. I can carry you far out to the furthest star that you can see on high. You and me, we can fly. We can fly so far and so fast, you know. We can fly wherever you're wanting to go, and all of your dreams can come true in the space of a minute or two. Just imagine. Days can blend into hours. The sight and the scent of the flowers invade everything you do, if you wish them to. And you can wish whatever you want, you see. It's all for nothing, it's all for free. And all of your dreams can come true in the space of a minute or two. Just imagine. Silent nights, peaceful days. Here is one of the ways that you can still command a helping hand. Just imagine. Just imagine.
Extremely enchanting Imagination from Bow from 1969. There was another album released in 1969 from an artist from Leeds which had a folk feel to it, and that was by Jake Fackrey. Bow actually recalled bumping into Jake in a green room at Radio Leeds, and Jake was nervous and edgy. But on record, Jake's very assured, as we heard on his song that we played on the Strange Brews Christmas show. Jake's a legendary figure around these parts, but sadly, he's no longer with us, but his cult status was assured with his tale of witchcraft in a small West Yorkshire town.
The Castleford Ladies' Magical Circle meets tonight in an upstairs aspidistra room that's lit by candlelight, where Elizabeth Jones and Lily O'Grady and three or four more married ladies practice every week unspeakable pagan rites. Dressed in their Sunday coats and their flowerpot hats, respectable middle-aged ladies running to fat at that. There's Elizabeth Jones and Lily O'Grady and three or four more married ladies, each with a Woolworth's broomstick and a tabby cat. But they don't waste time with a Ouija board or a seance now and again. No, none of your wittering, twittering, petty poltergeists for them. No, Elizabeth Jones and Lily O'Grady and three or four more married ladies prefer to be tickled by the whiskery chins of bogeymen. Their husbands potter at snooker down the club.
unaware of the devilish jiggery poke and rub-a-dub-dub, while Elizabeth Jones and Lily O'Grady and three or four more married ladies are frantically dancing naked for Beelzebub. And after the witch's picnic and the devil's grog, after their savage pantings, their hysterical leapfrog, well, Elizabeth Jones and Lily O'Grady and three or four more married ladies go back home for cocoa and the epilogue. So, be careful how you go of a Saturday night. If you see a little old lady passing by, it very well might be Elizabeth Jones or Lily O'Grady or one of those satanical ladies. Their eyes are wild and bright, their cheekbones all alight. Don't go where they invite, because the Castle for Ladies Magical Circle meets tonight.
Jay Fackrey from 1969 with the Castle for Ladies Magic Circle. We've already heard Jeff Christy with Just One More Chance earlier with his band The Outer Limits. Jeff was clearly one of the most pivotal figures on the lead scene at the time. Thankfully, musically speaking, Jeff did get that one more chance when Yellow River became a worldwide smash in 1970. Jeff became associated with that slightly countryish pop rock sound, but his style and talents encompass so much more than that. So after you'll hear Yellow River, there'll be Picture Painter from one of the best albums from 1971, The Hard Rocking for All Mankind.
Standing up, 'cause I ain't got the time or the patience, and I don't wanna see a collection of Mona Lisa and the Renaissance. I want to see myself standing up on the shelf.
Sides of Christie, the pop sound of Yellow River by the mod rocking Picture Painter, next to an act from Leeds more associated with comedy. However, they were an extremely talented musical act in their own right, releasing a string of singles and albums from the late 60s to early 80s. Here's the band at their peak with their single for Decca in 1974. Yes, it's the Grumbleweeds with Hey Babe, Follow Me.
Little
The Grumbleweeds from 1974 with Hey Babe, Follow Me. It's a bit of a glam rock one, that, which leads us neatly into the theme of next month's show, Velvet Glam Mine. However, we've got time for one final epic track. It's Evie by Little Stevie Wright, which he made after he left the Easy Beats and was released in 1974. The song's actually in three parts and is a bit of an anthem in Australia, where it hit number one. If you haven't heard it before, you're in for a treat. Until next month, my name's Jason Barnard. May the brew go with you.
Evie, there's seems so much to say. But if you know me well, you'd understand the way I do. Evie must be a better way to say the things I feel, the love I only know with you. But I don't know what it is that makes me feel the way I do. Ooh, Evie, I'm nothing without you. Evie, the sun is shining down. My eyes are open now. I see so much I never knew. Evie, I wanna thank you now for giving me this child, so much a part of me and you. Ooh, I don't know what it is that makes me feel the way I do. Oh, Evie. Oh, much in love with you.
Won't somebody help me? Won't somebody?